House Bill 356 offers a post-performance tax credit to a company willing to build and operate the facility, but only if it leads to an uptick in tax revenue. The state would also use the new money to lease meeting space back from the hotel. Supporters say it's a risk-free investment for taxpayers and the state. Connor Boyack, president of Libertas Institute, disagrees. He says it puts competing businesses in the area that don't get the tax break at a disadvantage.
And while we love the end goal, we would love to see another hotel. We'd love to see the increased conventions that come to Salt Lake City. We don't think that that goal justifies the government offering such heavy tax subsidies to private business.
Salt Lake Chamber Vice President Jason Mathis says the Convention Center Hotel will eventually raise the average daily rate and occupancy levels at surrounding hotels.
In the short term, there could be some growing pains, and I think that the bill sponsors and the county have worked closely with other hotels to figure out what that might look like. But everyone acknowledges that in the long term, this hotel will benefit all the other hotels because it'll actually attract more large conventions to the community.
House Speaker Becky Lockhart did not support a similar bill last year, but earlier this month, she announced she would co-sponsor the latest version, spearheaded by Republican Representative Brad Wilson. Lockhart supports the new bill under the condition that some of the new revenue be used for promotional materials that would encourage visitors attending conventions in Salt Lake City to also visit Utah attractions outside the city. The hotel is projected to cost $335 million. Whitney Evans, KUER News.